Welcome to Your Best Version, an Erasmus project funded by the European Commission. In this episode, we are going to talk about self-awareness and how this skill is essential to develop socio-emotional skills, especially in young people at risk of social exclusion. Have you ever wondered why you react in certain ways in certain situations? Why do some people make you uncomfortable while others fill you with energy? Or why certain comments affect you more than others? All this has a lot to do with self-knowledge. Self-awareness is the ability to identify who you really are. And no, it's not just about knowing your name, your age, or your superficial preferences. It goes far beyond that. It's about recognizing your emotions, your values, your beliefs, your strengths, and also your weaknesses. It means taking an honest look inside, understanding what moves you, what hurts you, what inspires you, and what frustrates you. When you know yourself, you can make more conscious choices and live a more authentic life. And at a time as intense as adolescence, that's crucial. Adolescence is a time of great change, physical, emotional, and social. Your body changes, friendships become more meaningful, and new questions arise. Who am I? What do I want to do with my life? Why do I feel misunderstood? At this point, self-awareness becomes a powerful tool. A teenager who knows himself can recognize why he feels sad, why something makes him so angry, or what makes him anxious. And not only that, he also begins to recognize what is good for him. You may realize that you need moments of solitude to recharge, or that you feel more motivated working in a team. That kind of self-awareness can make a big difference. Because when young people don't know themselves, they tend to act out of habit, to please others, or simply to fit in, even if that goes against how they really feel. And over time, that can lead to confusion, frustration, or even a loss of identity. Instead, developing self-awareness brings many real benefits. Sparkles increases self-esteem. When you know who you are, you begin to value yourself as you are, not as others want you to be. Sparkles, it helps with decision-making. When you are clear about what is important to you, it is easier to say yes to what uplifts you and no to what takes you away from your values. Sparkles, it improves emotional intelligence. By understanding your emotions, you can manage them better. Calm down when you are angry or express sadness without feeling weak. This also improves your relationships. In contrast, lack of self-awareness can lead to many problems, especially in social contexts. A person who does not know himself or herself acts on impulse or follows others without questioning whether this is best for him or her. She may fall into toxic relationships, harmful group dynamics, or risk-taking behavior just to feel accepted. She may also feel constantly out of place because she doesn't know what she needs or wants. And that can lead to isolation, social anxiety, or a strong need for external approval. When you don't know who you are, it's easier for others to decide for you. And over time, that can lead to living a life that doesn't feel like your own. Now, self-awareness doesn't develop overnight. It is a process. But there are many tools that can help you along the way. Writing. Keeping a journal where you write down how you feel, what happened during the day, what bothers you, or what brings you joy can give you a lot of clarity. Writing helps you organize your thoughts and detect patterns. Meditation or mindfulness. Spending a few minutes a day observing your breathing and your thoughts without judging them helps you get to know yourself better. You learn to be with yourself, to listen to what's on your mind without rushing to correct or change it. Talk to yourself honestly. Ask yourself why you do what you do. What are you really looking for with your actions? What part of you feels hurt or insecure? Talking to yourself with kindness and honesty can be very powerful. Get feedback from others. Sometimes people you trust can help you see things you hadn't noticed. Just make sure their feedback is respectful and constructive, focused on helping you grow. Explore trying new activities, stepping out of your comfort zone and observing how you react to new situations reveals a lot about who you are. Sometimes it is only through experimentation that you discover hidden talents, limits, or passions. But remember, knowing yourself doesn't mean having all the answers. It means being willing to ask the questions, to look inward with curiosity and courage. And that's especially important in adolescence, when everything around you seems to be changing. In the midst of so much movement and uncertainty, self-awareness is like an internal compass. It won't stop the storms, but it will help you stay on course. So here's a simple suggestion to get you started today. Ask yourself how you feel and why. Don't judge your answer. Just listen to it. That's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Your Best Version podcast. And remember, if you want to be part of our new skills development team, follow us on our Facebook page or visit our website, www.yourbestversion.com. Funded by the European Union. Views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the authors only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union or the European Education and Culture Executive Agency, EACEA. Neither the European Union nor EACEA can be held responsible for them. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License. To view a copy of this license, visit http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sar/4.0/. Logos are excluded from this license. Until next time, keep growing.